So our producer, Maverick Peters' dad, Scott Peters, was a heck of a high school wrestler, and he wrestled every day with the same guy, and they both made the state tournament. That guy was Jack Coslin. He's the owner of Serve Pro of Beechwood. Serve Pro of Beechwood is the industry leader in flood and fire cleanup and restoration, and they serve all of Northeast Ohio. But they're also short of staff. They're looking for team members. And if you're willing to work hard and help homeowners and businesses get their lives back in order and work with a former state qualifier, seek out Serve Pro of Beechwood. They will provide training, support, and of course, benefits. So if you're looking for that good entry-level position, seek Jack Coslin, the owner of Serve Pro of Beechwood at serveproofbeechwood.com. Jack Coslin, thank you.
It's Coach Cimarroni. I have a very special blood time today. I'm sitting here with some of my most favorite people on the planet. Three guys that I coached at the Chagrin Falls High School, the home of the Tigers. To my left, I have Holden Wolfter. Welcome, yes. Holden.
Hello, hello.
And I got his older brother, Henry, our captain of our 19 team, and also now a football player at Mount Union.
Oh, glad to be here.
Yeah, we're glad to have you. And Owen McClintock, captain of the team this year and three sports star, and he's going to be matriculating down to Texas State University. Welcome, Owen.
Yes, sir. Thanks. Appreciate it, Coach.
Yeah, and you're also the king of us sardines.
Yes, sir. Oh, boy.
So you know what? That put a dollop of cherry and whipped cream on the craziest year of all time, right?
Yes, sir. I mean,
you kind of cut loose.
Yeah, it was a rough school year.
That's right.
Ended off on a, I'm not what I considered a high note.
Right.
Having some fun with my buddies up at the school. Got in a little trouble doing a senior prank, but we had a good time.
Absolutely.
You had to cut loose, man.
That's right. And that's, and we're memorializing it right today, right today on the Blood Time podcast. Well, you know, I took this job at Chagrin because I heard, similar to Beechwood back in 14, that you guys were down to, you know, maybe half a dozen wrestlers throughout the whole program. I never intended to coach again after I had rebuilt Beechwood for the second time, but I loved the community, and I loved, you know, what I'd seen in the community in the football program. So I realized that it could be something that could happen. We could turn a culture around. And so I went to see Charlie Bartsch, and, you know, we did this thing, and obviously, Henry, you didn't have a bad senior year, did you?
No, wasn't too shabby.
Yeah, it wasn't too shabby. You had a lot of pins, and you were, I think you had almost 30, I think close to 35 wins and won a couple matches at the district tournament.
Yep.
So, you know, Henry, what did that mean to you as a senior to have a new coach, a new philosophy, and what has that meant to you moving forward at Mount Union?
So I started wrestling in eighth grade. I had Paul Perrine as my middle school coach. He's mm-hmm. been one of my great influences, good coach
right.
for me.
Right.
So I started wrestling varsity my freshman year.
Sure.
We didn't have many guys on the team. My freshman year, we had Victor Puskis as the head coach. We had a
right.
decent team.
Yeah.
We won a couple doom meets maybe.
Yeah.
I wasn't too good, but in every sport I played and everything I do, I like to put my best foot forward and
sure.
go in with 100% effort and just, yeah.
Right. So when you got into the senior year, obviously your junior year was decent, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't. I mean, you didn't have a phenomenal junior year.
Yeah, I had never won a tournament
right.
before my senior year.
But you came in your senior year and, I don't know, you won at least three or four tournaments, didn't you?
Yeah, I think around four, yeah.
Yeah, and you took second at the Kinston, and
second at Hawkins.
Yeah, second at Hawkins. So you're going into that, you know, that final part of the year. Were you confident? Were you excited? What was your feeling when you went into that sectional district tournament?
I was excited. I knew there was going to be some hard competition ahead of me.
Right.
I just wanted to. The whole season was basically just preparation for this month of February and March for sectionals and districts.
Right.
So we went down to St. V. I dropped a tough match in the semifinals.
Yes, you did.
Was able to make it to districts. And just from there, I just wanted to do the best I could. And it was my senior season. And just I knew it was going to be the last time I wrestled. So I just wanted to be proud of what I left out on the mat.
And you did, man. You did great. And how have you taken that into Mount Union and football? And also, what has this year meant to you with having to go through COVID?
So there's a quote by, I think, Dan Gable. Once you've wrestled, everything else in life is easy.
It sure is. For real.
So yeah. After wrestling for 5 years with a lot of great coaches, it was probably one of the hardest things I've done in my life.
Sure.
So going into college football fall camp, that's really tough. And I think through wrestling, it provided me with the work ethic and mentality to be able to push myself through.
Sure.
And be able to get through my freshman fall camp. That was definitely tough.
Yeah.
And so I had a completely normal freshman year at college football.
Sure.
And going into my going into spring ball freshman year, that's when COVID first started. And during spring break, they sent us an email. School's canceled.
Wow.
Summer's over. And it was, I don't think it even hit me yet. We got spring ball canceled and we were just stuck in the house doing nothing. I almost felt like I had cabin fever. I didn't get to talk with my friends much.
Right.
I just tried to stay connected through social media and texting friends, checking in. I always tried to call my friends.
So calling, right? Old school calling, right? Right. It started to make a comeback, you know?
Yeah.
You know,
it was nice.
FaceTiming and all that.
Yeah. Any sort of connection I could have with a person during that time was nice just because I'm a person. I played 3 sports in high school. I just like to go out and
Socialize, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So it was tough for you, but you did that. So you did that mentally, right?
Yeah.
For your mental health, you know. And I want to talk to you, Owen, about that philosophy of wrestling and preparing you for obviously what you're going to be looking at in football, Texas State. Tell me a little bit about what this whole process of wrestling and this going through this year meant, particularly with having to, you know, really tough it out and wrestle with a stud every day, Sam Partain, right? Who was supposed to be here today, but he's wrestling in a tournament. So we love you, Sam.
Hey, good luck to Sam.
That's right, down in Virginia.
I mean, wrestling's never been my first love.
Of course.
Kind of forced upon me by my dad when I was in first grade. Mm. I mean, I wrestled from first grade through third grade and I hated every match, but I'm more grateful for that than probably anything else my dad has ever done.
Wow.
I mean, that's made me the athlete I am today, taking a beating as a little kid from all these little kids. I've always been a big kid. I know you two have been big kids always.
Right.
I've been wrestling in first grade and you're wrestling sixth graders every week.
Wow.
Not winning any matches, just getting beat up on.
My God, that is ridiculous.
But I mean, it made me who I am today, so I'm glad for it.
Yeah.
Wish I would have kept wrestling up until middle school, but I started up again in middle school.
Sure.
Had some success in middle school when I did some middle school wrestling.
Yeah.
Got to high school. Not a super hard transition, but you could tell, obviously, it was a lot different. I wrestled 182 as a freshman. I mean, that's not easy weight class.
Yeah, not
an underclassman.
Yeah.
But, I mean, ended up my junior year getting some wins, making it to districts. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, senior year, I was actually, I think I've told you this before, I was on the fence about wrestling because I'm playing college football and playing football at Texas State.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that's really hard, losing all the weight and getting down. It's hard to gain that back up. It's hard to keep getting stronger when you're cutting down like that.
Yep.
But, I mean, obviously, I love you, Coach.
I feel you, brother.
That's why I came out senior year, knowing it was going to be a rough season with COVID, knowing it was going to be hard.
Yeah.
I mean, I couldn't leave you hanging. I had to come out.
My man. Yeah.
And I mean, it was hard from the start. I mean,
sure.
Obviously, I mean, when I was a freshman and a sophomore, we had maybe 9 kids on the team. Like, there was not a lot of us.
Right.
Where beginning of this year, we had 20-something.
21,
it was crazy.
Yeah. The year before, we had, you know, 16, 17.
You could really feel like the family starting to grow by the end of our junior year.
Right.
Because I actually saw it was a photo on the Sugar Falls wrestling Instagram.
Yes.
It was like after we won a dual meet, I think it's Richmond Heights.
Yes.
It was like 20 of us out on the mat, everybody smiling, hugging each other.
Yeah.
And that was something that we really didn't have when I was an underclassman, just because we didn't have as much kids. So you could really start to feel that grow. And obviously we had that at the beginning of the year this year, but I mean, as the season went on, by December, we dwindled down. We had probably down to 15, and by the end of the season, we were rocking with like what, yeah. six of us?
Yeah, six, and four make yeah. all conference, yeah, you know, real. Three makes districts, so, you know, and Sam's our alternate to state, yeah. so, and he's, and that's a testament to you to hang in there and get your ass beat a little bit and yeah. Make the weight and get sick and come back and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So what was it like day to day facing that isolation?
I mean, it was really, really difficult. Sure. In my life, I mean, I haven't faced a ton of hardship in my life. I've had it pretty easy.
Sure.
But it was really difficult. Yeah. I mean, we had two quarantines. The first quarantine, I didn't think it was that much of a big deal. I mean, it was just, it sucked, but you had to get through it.
Right.
When we got to the second quarantine, it was second or third week of January.
Terrible.
That was really tough because it was a stretch of the season where we started to wrestle tournaments, where we were finally getting into the hang of things, and then...
And the entire coaching staff was sick. Yeah. I was sick with COVID. Nathan was sick, and so was Ricky, you know. And Ricky was out for 3 weeks because he couldn't get a negative test. It was terrible. Oh. So, and he's a great drill partner for you and Sam. So having gone through that, Owen, you know, I really appreciate your leadership through that because it was difficult. But, you know, my thought process on that was I saw the joy in your face and the joy in Ronan's face because you were able to see the coaches and see your dudes, right? To be in the room. What was that like?
I mean, going from being stuck at home for another 2 weeks.
Yeah.
That was one of the few stretches of wrestling where I was actually happy to go into practice. And, happy to go work out with the guys.
Right,
I mean,
right.
Practice is pretty tough, but it's a lot better than sitting at home, working out by yourself, cutting weight in your basement, running on the treadmill. Like, I mean, that was tough. That was a rough stretch. But getting back in the room was awesome.
Yeah.
And even with Sam, I mean, Sam's kicking my butt. 40 pounds lighter than me.
What an animal.
Kicking my butt. Yeah. But I mean... I mean, I was there for him too. That's the thing. I wanted to wrestle for you. I also wanted to wrestle for Sam because, I mean, going into the season, we didn't have an assistant coach right away.
Not really, We had one, and then he booked to Twinsburg, and then we were lucky to get Ricky, and then we got Nathan, which was a great addition. So
I'm thinking, I mean,
Although Sam he brought COVID in, the son of a gun. Anyhow, hey, somebody was going to get it. Yeah, you know what I mean? So, of course. You know, but it was interesting, Owen. One of the most poignant statements during the whole season was I had just showed a move, I think maybe a fireman's or something, which is my signature, right? Yeah. And I pulled my mask down to catch my breath. And you looked at me and goes, Coach, I haven't seen your face in 2 months. And I'm like, yeah, I still got the same face, brother. So it was really funny how that just simple thing, right? And I remember just seeing Ronan Fritz and his face lit up. Said, Coach, I haven't seen anybody in 6 months. Oh, my God, it's so great. And I saw him at Chagrin Falls Heinen's or something. Yeah. You know, it was just crazy. Well, you know, Owen, you had definitely a scenario that you took through. And Holden, you really had a different scenario. You had a different experience and really torturous experience in you know, our conversations. And I want you to share not only just, you know, our audience, but for posterity's sake, what so many young people went through psychologically, and it was devastating to you.
Yeah. I guess first I'll say kind of why I started wrestling. I think I started wrestling sort of just because I wanted to like be doing something and be a little more active. I've always been a big kid. I was packing on the pounds from time to time.
You look lean right now.
Well, I mean,
exactly.
And yeah, I asked Henry if I could join the team, and he was like, "Yes, join,
join him right now, immediately. We needed that.
Absolutely.
And yeah, so that was my sophomore year. It was my first year of wrestling, and I dropped.
It was amazing how much you improved from sophomore to junior year.
I mean, I dropped like 35 pounds my first year. It certainly kicked my butt, but I loved it because seeing that transformation, even though for the audience's sake, I won no matches my sophomore year.
Well, I think you won two by maybe forfeit or something.
Probably. I did not get any pins at the very least. It was not a good year, but
it's okay.
I came back out, and the next year, I mean,
You won like 16-17 matches.
Great, but like...
Yeah, you won more than you lost.
I won, yeah.
Yeah, and that is an amazing transformation.
So much.
Definitely.
And so for me, wrestling was a way to really just improve myself. I wanted to be better. Mm-hmm. I wanted to be more fit. I wanted to lose weight.
Right.
And then once I got into wrestling, mm-hmm. it was like this really close-knit group of guys where everybody's just working their ass off like all the time.
Right. Right. Became a bit of a family, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. That's cool.
And everyone's close together. Yeah.
Sure.
So it is. And then, yeah, senior year comes around COVID mm-hmm. and, it was really rough. I was sick for like a month with like, I don't know if it was cold or sinus infections or something. I just kept getting sick.
Yeah, you just couldn't get better, yeah.
I had to get quarantined myself, and then the team had to get quarantined two times.
Right.
And, like, it just went on where, like, I had, like, been at practice one time in the past, like, 5 weeks, and right. I'd been on online school, and I was just like,
yeah,
like, this sucks. Like, I haven't seen anyone.
Right.
I'm not doing anything. I'm just sitting in my room. And it was this horrible experience where it's just like, I hate being so lonely and not seeing anybody. Like, all the little things, you know, that you really appreciate. Hearing people laugh, seeing people smile. It's like,
Sure.
Not having any of that was, like, so weird for me. So I think it was after, I don't know, it was after I had to quarantine for being sick or something.
I think it was, yeah.
I think it was after I had to quarantine for, like, a week and a half because you never could get a test super easily. Had to wait and then had to wait for it to come back negative.
Yeah.
Almost ended up being 2 weeks anyways. But, yeah, I made a really hard decision to quit because I just couldn't keep not doing anything and being anywhere.
And there was definitely a big percentage that it could happen again.
Yeah.
And guess what? We didn't have another.
It didn't.
I put a self-imposed quarantine because we were down like two wrestlers because everybody got hurt.
Yeah.
You know, it was insane. So we did another 5 days without practice, and Sam had skin issues. That poor guy couldn't practice for 2 weeks. So it was a rough year. It was a rough year. And I remember getting that message from you, and it was just, it was torturous for you.
Yeah. It's such a hard decision because I really was enjoying wrestling. It was actually one of the only times where it almost like felt like normal, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Well, I tried to make it as normal as possible. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. You were touching other people being physical. That's something that you haven't really done.
With no mask on.
You
know what I mean? And
I've done that in months.
That's right. And doing it for, you know, an hour and a half or so, you know, hour and 15 minutes, hour and a half. I try to keep the practices a little bit shorter, you know, just for the reason of that. But we busted ass in those short practices, you know? So, I respected that, and obviously I was trying to be as empathetic as possible and to put myself into your shoes, and I didn't physically put my arm around you, but virtually I put my arm around you, and I said, don't worry, bro, I got you. You got to go do what you got to do, and you got to take care of yourself and get physically and mentally and spiritually well, and I think you are okay now, right?
Yeah, I'm.
That's great. Yeah,
doing a lot better now.
That's great. Well, with that comment, we're going to take a break, and we're going to be back with the Chagrin Falls Tigers and the Mount Union, what's their
Raiders.
Name?
Purple Raiders.
Purple Raiders. right after this break, this is Coach Cimarroni, Blood Time.
Defense Soap at DefenseSoap.com. In the midst of our current health crisis, we at Blood Time want to thank Guy and Gus Seiko and the team at Defense Soap as a beacon of our protection. Body wipes, skin cleansers, bars of soap, shower gels, and disinfectant tablets. All this and more as Defense Soap is on the front line of our protection. Thanks to the Seiko family and their team at Defense Soap. Check them out for all your protection needs during these precarious times. Defense Soap at DefenseSoap.com.
Hey, have you ever wondered how the ultra wealthy grow their real estate portfolio so fast and furious? Have you ever heard of the infinite banking concept? Learn how you can become your own bank and build out your own real estate portfolio like the pros, like the ultra wealthy. Call Ed Knezovich or Ryan Miller at Next Level Continuing Education at 614-648-2440. Learn how to purchase investment real estate without spending a dollar of your own capital through Next Level Continuing Education. 614-648-2440. It's Coach Cimarroni back for Blood Time, and I got Purple Raider, former Sugar Falls Tiger, always a Sugar Falls Tiger, Henry Wolfter, his baby brother Holden, is going to be matriculating where? Chicago Loyola?
Loyola University.
Absolutely. Henry's at Mount Union, and Owen McClintock going to Texas State University to play some football.
There.
Right. So we're going to start with you. What are you looking to study there? And what are the lessons you took from this year and that you think you can apply moving forward, both matriculating through college and then as you move into the business world?
Right now I'm looking to study biology.
Okay.
I'm not really sure on the specifics, but I know I love science. I want to go into science.
Well, your
mother's
a dentist, right? Yeah. And she didn't do too bad in high school either.
Not at all.
Yeah, she was, what, the valedictorian over at Kenston, home of the Bombers, right?
Yes,
yeah.
Sir.
Kelly. We love Kelly.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
So, no, I'm interested in science. That's what I want to go into.
Okay.
Not really sure on the specifics yet, but I mean, that's what college is for.
Right.
Got a year or two to figure out what I'm going to do.
Right. And what position are you going to play there?
I'm playing middle linebacker or inside linebacker.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, that's starting up next week. Camp starts.
Dude, you're out of here.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Out of here tomorrow, but
yeah.
Glad to be in here before I leave.
I hear you, man. We're glad to have you.
But I mean, speaking to what I learned from this year.
Yeah.
I mean, this year, physically, mentally, emotionally with wrestling towards the end of the year, there was the week before sectionals.
Yeah.
I would say if I could pick the hardest week of my life,
yeah,
it was that week.
Yeah.
Because I was cutting near 20 pounds in a week. Because 195 was loaded at the sectional.
Yeah.
So I was cutting around 20 pounds. It was the end of a long year.
Yes. Yes. Physically and mentally. Yeah.
Like emotionally, I was exhausted.
I'm sure.
The team was falling apart. We only had eight guys left.
Yeah.
Sometimes guys would roll into practice, sometimes guys wouldn't. It was just, I mean, being a senior, being a captain, it was.
Yeah,
it was really hard to see that.
Sure,
because I mean, I feel a little bit responsible because I mean that's as much as your team. It's like my team too.
Sure,
it was so hard to see guys like not coming into practice on time or not even showing up. Like that just I felt responsible.
Yeah,
and so that sucked. I mean, like especially when that's something like I want to be enjoying. Like it was really hard to see.
You know, and it's interesting because you have to just give that up.
Yeah.
You can't. You got to forgive and just forgive yourself. You know, because it's just such a different year.
Yeah,
and so. You know, like when we were talking to Holden, I had, if you show up for practice, I'm going to give you my best. I'm never not going to give you my best, but if you don't show up for practice, if you're late, I get it. Try not to be. It was a completely different discipline dynamic than any other year I've ever coached. And it was extremely difficult for me to do that because I'm not built that way. I know you're not built that way. I know Holden's not built that way. I know Henry's not built that way. But we had to basically forgive ourselves and just allow ourselves to be healthy. And so I think that's what you probably felt.
I mean, what that's taught me is like there's a certain moment in that week. It was the Wednesday before. The sectionals was on a Friday.
Yeah.
And I was just about on weight. Had to make 182. Had to make scratch. I was just about on weight. I remember it was the end of practice. We've been going for like an hour and a half. I was with Sam.
Right.
And he's beating my butt.
Yeah.
I hadn't been really eating. Like I was near passing out in practice all week.
I remember that.
And we're doing 30-second goes. You had to do 5 takedowns, 30 seconds. And I remember thinking I was on the last go of practice.
Right.
I hadn't eaten all week. I felt like I was going crazy. And I was at takedown. I just finished takedown number 4, and there was 3 seconds left.
Yeah.
And I dropped down, hit the takedown, and just collapsed after.
I remember that.
After that moment, I was like, I can do anything. Like physically, mentally, emotionally, I was the lowest I'd ever been.
Yeah.
And still got the job done.
Isn't that what this sport's all about? You don't think you can go one more second and then you go one more minute.
Yeah.
And you go 2 more minutes and then you go 3 more minutes and you're like, holy cow. I can do anything, you know?
Yeah.
So it's, you know, I don't, obviously my coaching style is not to lose that much weight in a week, but you and I had a very, you know, deep conversation and we agreed on that together. Okay. And you're near adult, yep. Okay? And I took you as an adult because you came with me a very thoughtful process and a commitment that I really respected. And I said, okay, go do it. And you did it. You know, nope. I don't recommend that. No, I don't recommend that. No. I don't coach that as a rule, but you and I had a great conversation about that. And I appreciate those thoughts, dude. Great stuff. And Holden, I want to talk to you about, you know, you're going to a great school. I mean, yep. Loyola of Chicago is a great school. And you come from really great parents. I mean, your father runs the entire operations for Chagrin Falls school systems. We love yeah. Christopher. We love Charlotte. Yeah. Raised great, great boys. What did you take from this year that you feel, and what are you going to study at Chicago, at Loyola? And what are you going to take from this year and how are you going to apply it as you matriculate through college?
Well, firstly, currently I'm undecided.
Okay.
There's a lot of things I'm interested in. There's,
sure.
You know, maybe something in engineering, maybe something like biomedical engineering. Maybe I'll go into something in environmental science. They have a big environmental science center at Loyola. It's a big thing there. Or maybe I'll go into something completely different. But that sort of ties in with what I learned is that, like, yeah. you know, nothing is constant. You know, everything's always changing. Never really know what's
nothing's
going
guaranteed,
on.
Yeah. Right? Nothing is guaranteed. Not even the next hour. Man. No. It's so crazy.
And just with everything changing so fast, you know, it's like I you know, just want to know more about myself before I make any sort of decision about, you know, what I want to do for the next several years of my life. Sure. And yeah, this year was so much different. So much about more than just physical strength, just the mental fortitude of being able to get up every day and just do a normal sort of day.
Right. Right. Bring some normalcy to your life and some joy. You know, we need to have joy, right?
Yeah.
We need to have peace and joy. I mean, that's an important thing.
Mm. A lot of people this year, I know, were struggling with either feeling like, you know, super alone and super depressed. And, right. you know, I get that, you know, there's some points of the year where I understood that too, but it was a lot about doing as much as you could and seeing other people and doing other things where, like, you needed to have people to talk to.
Sure.
And wrestling was a great place for that because
yep.
we were all going through the same thing. You know, it was, you know, we were suffering, but suffering together.
Exactly right. So you're going to take that, all those lessons learned, and you're going to apply that in
yeah.
college. And who knows where that's going to lead you.
Yeah. Right?
And you have some options, and you got a great school to do it at. So that's cool stuff. And Henry, you're in the middle of this. I mean, you're almost at the end, right? You're going to be a junior.
Yep.
And you're studying
criminal justice and sociology.
Okay. So what are you looking to do when you get out, and what did this year teach you, and how are you going to apply that?
So I want to pick up a minor in finance, and I think I want to do something at the federal level with, like, fraud, monetary investigation, white collar mm. crime, mm-hmm. that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I like money. I like numbers.
Sure. Especially with crypto. It's a yeah. lot of fraud okay. possibilities, right? That is coming yeah. in. People got to figure that out, you know?
Yeah. So kind of bouncing off of Holden's point with the normalness and stuff, I like to have a schedule. I like to have a plan.
Yeah.
I like consistency.
Sure.
And this whole COVID thing just kind of threw that all away. And I've had to adjust on the fly. That's something that I am not used to.
Sure.
And this year has been able to teach me a lot.
Okay.
Like, even just a year ago, we wouldn't be able to just sit down at a table like this, and it really makes me appreciate just the little things.
Yeah, it's great to have you guys yeah. here. Without masks, rock and roll.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. It really is. And those are great words. And so good luck with that. You know, good luck with... I think that's a great area you're getting into, because I'm telling you, we got to get our arms around crypto. It's an interesting dynamic because it's not going to go away. It's going to yeah. get more and more and more. And I'm invested in it, so I get it. Blockchain too, smart contracts, a lot of fascinating technology that your generation is going to literally live in. And it's an interesting dynamic. So I know the answer to this from you. So you're going to be last.
All right.
Okay, but we're going to lighten it up a little bit. And I want to talk about the most fun you had during this time. And how did you laugh? So let's start with Henry again. Henry, what made you happy? What gave you joy during this ridiculous year of the COVID?
Well, first of all, I'll start off with saying not much.
Fair enough. All right. Fair enough.
Sounds about right.
It was funny how Owen was saying it was like he really enjoyed going back to practices and stuff.
Sure.
Sometimes I really dread going to football workouts and practices, but honestly, that might have been one of the most enjoyable things for me this year, just to see some of my best friends and just have that sense of community and just to come back to some sense of normal.
Sure.
It's great.
Well, it's gratitude, right? Just be thankful for the normal stuff, the little stuff, the small things of just literally getting out there and maybe throwing some weights around.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I mean? And, you know, just seeing your dudes and saying, I feel ya. You know what I mean? So I get that. And Holden, you know, you probably had the worst experience of the three here, and for sure. Maybe not Sam, because Sam had to go through the skin issue, which was brutal. I mean, just brutal. That poor kid had his skin falling off.
Yeah,
A kid just, I mean, you know, you talk about mental toughness. Wow, right? But tell me what you did to bring some joy into your life during that time.
Well, I think I already talked about this a little bit, but just seeing people smile and hearing them laugh with something that was really big for me. That is just like, you know, that's the sort of thing that gets you through the day where... You know, in days where you don't have that, it's kind of weird.
Yeah.
But something that was a little bit different for me is I met a group of people online, actually.
Okay.
And we started watching movies.
Wow.
Over the summer, where we would watch movies like almost every single night. And that was something to do, people to be with. And that was super weird. A lot of those people live in Chicago, and I have this week off.
Right.
I just drove in last night from Chicago.
I'll be done.
Because I was out there visiting a lot of them. And so like it let me find a new friend group totally away from anything. It's just like a weird, crazy experience, I guess.
Yeah. And they're probably not going to Chicago Loyola.
Right? No.
Yeah.
No.
So. And that's the incredible beauty of your generation.
Yeah.
The technology that's out there. It's technology is really, it's neutral.
Yeah.
Okay. It is agnostic, if you will, is the term, right? It's how you use it. And you use it either positively or negatively, you know? And so it's an interesting dynamic that you're using that positively to bring some joy and connection.
Yeah.
Joy and connection, right? So that's cool. And Owen, I know that the most joyous may have been putting the Vaseline on the door handles or rearranging the classroom, but I won't assume. So I'll turn it over to you. How did you find joy in this year of COVID?
I mean, it's been a pretty rough year for everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, especially for me and Holden. I mean, it stinks. You grow up your whole life. You're looking forward to your big senior year.
Why you're here, guys.
You get to have fun. You get to, I mean, after you go to college, you get to kind of not throw in the towel, but it's a little more chill at school.
Yeah.
But we kind of missed out on that. Kind of stinks.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, we'll be fine. I'm just going to go on to college.
Well, you got that in your back pocket. Remember, we talked about that in practice. You'll be the only generation that's got that in their back pocket and how you got through it, you know, and you guys are champs, man. However you did it.
Yeah, so obviously it hasn't been a normal year, especially at school.
Right.
So about a week ago, me and a couple buddies wanted to bring some normalcy back to Chagrin Falls in the high school.
Yeah, that's right.
We did that in the form of a senior prank.
Yes.
We got into the school and put some Vaseline on the doorknobs, put sardines in the bathroom and some lockers. Got some Saran wrap, rearranged a couple classrooms.
Good, healthy fun.
Yeah, some good stuff. We ended up... caught. A couple of us got caught. Bit the bullet for other buddies, but got in a little bit of trouble. But at the end of the day, I think overall, at least especially in my life, had definitely a positive impact.
Sure,
definitely brought some normalcy back to not only myself, but a lot of my peers could see, like, oh, I mean, like,
yeah,
terrible senior year.
Yeah, but exactly. But you'll have a memory, man. Absolutely.
Ended on a little bit of fun. Yeah, not all negative.
Right. Depression and all that kind of stuff. And people laughed.
Yeah.
But a lot joy of people laughed. Yeah. A little bit of aggravation to the principal or whatever, you know.
Maybe. One of my favorite times, we were actually, this is for punishment, we were cleaning some of the bathrooms with the janitors.
Yes.
And talking to those guys. Those are some awesome guys.
Yes, like, they seriously are. I always make friends with the janitors.
Like, those guys, I mean, it's crazy to see. Like, those are the, like, that it was like a group of five or six guys, me and my buddy who got caught, we're working with.
Right.
Those are some of the nicest dudes I've ever talked to.
Oh, yeah.
Not only were they awesome, but they were just, they were the ones who had to help clean up the prank.
Sure.
And they were laughing, but I thought it was funny. No big deal. So that, it was cool to see that, because, I mean, I'll say hi to the janitors, but I never really talked to them.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've never worked with them, especially. We were on the same. We were working with them. We were working side by side with them. So it's pretty cool to have that experience come out of that.
You know, it's interesting that you mentioned that. But the first time I was a head coach at Beachwood, this was in the late '80s. There was a janitor there that I was told had a great voice. So his name was Lou, I believe. And so I said, "Come here, dude, sing the national anthem for me." And he did, and he blew me away, dude. Every dual meet and tournament we had, Lou sang the national anthem.
Hey.
And after every national anthem, we high-fived.
Isn't that cool?
So for 5 years I was there, that man sang the national anthem. And I just got chills thinking about it because he was such a cool dude, you know. And he was a janitor, right? You know,
yeah.
But he was doing great work, you know. So I love that you bonded with those cats. Yeah. That's really good stuff. Well, guys, you brought a lot to this Blood Time, and I just love all three of you guys, and I wish you nothing but incredible success and just doing great stuff in the world, and you know that I feel that way about you. But I want you to end this. I want you to leave the audience with some words of inspiration and encouragement coming out of this nonsense that we went through. So, Henry, I'm going to turn it over to you, and tell me how you can encourage our audience to be inspired.
I think the one thing that really helped me get through this was family.
Awesome.
And, I think that's really important.
Yes.
And, I think that should be the focus of your life. And whenever you need help or you're down, your family will always have your back, whether it's biological, your friends. Owen's my family too.
Yeah. Sure. Right on, man. I love it. Brothers from another mother. I like it. Yeah, absolutely. That's great. Family. Huh. How do you get better than that? Holden, I'll turn it over to you.
It's a lot of the small things. The waking up every morning and being able to go outside and not wear a mask, you know. Obviously, I'm vaccinated now. I think everyone here is vaccinated now. Yeah. And you know, it just all the small things of everything's like returning back to normal, and every time you see that sort of like all the different little small things, you know, it's like weird to see people's faces, or it's like,
right. So you're not taking things for granted.
Not taking things for granted. Yeah. You appreciate everything a little more.
Absolutely. Yep. So I think your word is appreciation.
Yeah.
For everything. Mm-hmm. Really. I like that. Owen, what's your thoughts?
All right. Well, first off, I know my dad's going to be listening to this as soon as
it
comes
Ken,
out.
We love Ken. Ken and Kelly.
I just want to thank him for, raising me the right way, making me the person and the athlete that I am today.
That's awesome.
I mean, he's always been there for me and love him to death.
Absolutely.
So I just want to thank him for everything he's done. Don't always tell him, but I mean, now I can hear it here.
Absolutely.
I mean, obviously, I mean, I relate a lot to what you guys both just said. Family, family's the most important thing, especially after this year. I mean, like it or not, we were locked in with our families for 6 months. You got to learn to love.
I remember you saying, I'm not that great, that crazy about my sister right now.
At the end of the day, they're always going to be there for you. And I mean, obviously, appreciating the little things.
Right.
That's important. I mean, seeing people, that's what gets you through the day.
Right.
But I mean, I feel like the most important thing that I've learned that like people need to realize is like, whenever you're like feeling down or something gets hard, you got to realize you got through this year.
Sure.
You did it.
Yeah.
No matter how bad it was, how low you got, how difficult, mm-hmm. you got through it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, after this year, you get through anything. Right. I mean, it was pretty rough. You get through anything. So you just got to know that no matter what's going on, you've been through this. That's something that you've taken, mm-hmm. made you stronger, better off for it.
Yep. Well, Owen, that's great words. All three of you, great words. And I can't tell you how honored I am to have been your coach. Henry, you knew that. We talked on that senior dinner. You were the only one I could do the senior dinner with. I wasn't able to do the senior dinner last year, and this year you're going to get out of here, yep. So I can't really do a senior dinner, which was our tradition. But I really appreciate you guys being part of the Chagrin Falls Tigers family in wrestling and building back, right, what we had. And who knows, maybe next year we'll be back up to 100 kids, K through 12. You know, I think we're going to be okay. We got a stud coming back, a lead dog, yep. Sam Partain. Oh, man, what a dude, right? Won 4 matches at the districts, and we love Sam. But we got some young guys coming up, too, and some senior leadership. But, guys, I wish you nothing but the best in whatever you do. You will be leaders, no question in my mind. And you're great people. So love to you guys. This is Coach Cimarroni for Blood Time. This has been an emotional one for me, but thank you guys. Love to all and love to the Chagrin Falls Tigers. We are all blood. Men, women, if you want to look great, what are you doing? Why aren't you calling Cimarroni Couture? This is Coach Cimarroni. Call Missy, our CEO. We'll take care of you. 216-496-2592. Pick up the phone. Get those shirts, sport coats, suits, pants, dresses, whatever you need. Finest fabrics, best tailoring on the planet, and right here locally. We'll come to your home, we'll come to your office, or you can come to us. Whatever's your pleasure. Give Missy a call. Cimarroni Couture. Give Missy a call. 216-496-2592. Cimarroni Couture, C. Peter Cimarroni, coach. We are all blood. Love to all. This is Coach Cimarroni for the Montrose Auto Group. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a pre-owned vehicle, Montrose Auto Group is the place to go. They have over 16 dealerships and over 1,300 used vehicles in their stock, as well as a pretty good stock of new vehicles, everything from Range Rovers to Fords. Seek out Montrose Auto Group and the fantastic people at Montrose Auto Group, headed by Mike Thompson and Chris Mills. We love you very much for your support. Thank you so much for your support of Blood Time, my podcast. Seek them out at GoMontrose.com for your pre-owned or new vehicles. GoMontrose.com. Chris Mills and Mike Thompson, thank you very much. We are all blood. Love to all.
This is Dominic Abinader. You've just heard another episode of the Blood Time Podcast. Check out more at maverickpodcasting.com.
Hit Pass Moto, sponsored by Moto America, is the show that keeps you up to speed on the latest in motorcycling and brings the biggest names in motorcycle racing right to you. From candid interviews with the top names in racing to providing insights into the trends and trendsetters driving the motorcycle industry, we have you covered. New episodes are available every Thursday at pitpassmoto.com and on your favorite podcast app. Ride on.